The 9 Years Podcast is brought to you in association with Season Master and the Window Workshop. All right, everybody, and welcome to episode 327 of the 9 Years Podcast. I'm Nick Draper. I'm joined, as always, by the face of the BBC Sport website, Mr. Stuart Beagans. Thank you very much once again for downloading the show this week. Now, we're not stupid. We know there's one topic of conversation that you're going to want us to talk about and you'll be expecting us to talk about. And yes, a big name has left the organisation. We don't really know what happened, what the fallout was. We have no further information. We just know that the parting of the ways has happened. And yes, CM Punk is no longer a member of AEW All Elite Wrestling. It is a shame. He brought loads to the organisation. Brought it forward, increased its popularity, increased its ticket sales, but something happened with another wrestler, another sports entertainer, and he is no longer a member of that company. And Stu, I'm sure you will join me in wishing CM Punk all the best in his future endeavours.
Yeah, I'm devastated. I thought you were mentioning some sort of singer or pop star with a name like that.
CM Punk?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose Punk, maybe, yeah.
Devastated for where they are, the big name, and obviously no longer involved.
No longer involved, no. In other news, Danny Macrin has left AFC Wimbledon. A statement. What day did the statement arrive, Stu? Monday, Tuesday?
Monday,
okay. A very short statement just saying Danny has parted away. Danny himself released a statement as well on social media saying, you know, he's going to take the opportunity now to spend more time with his family. That they're down in Essex way, aren't they?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, so it's been quite a distance as well for him travelling. And we know no more than that. We are recording Thursday evening. We believe there is another statement that's going to come out, apparently. But it hasn't come out as yet. So you're probably listening to this maybe early evening on Friday by the time I get this out. So maybe it's been released by then, but at current time of recording, we know no more. So that is it. And we just wish Danny all the best for whatever he's got coming next and hope he enjoys some family time, which I think is much needed. And I'm afraid for anyone expecting us to explore this topic any deeper, I'm afraid we've got nothing to go on. That's it. We might as well talk about football, Stu.
Isn't it lucky that we've got such good stuff going on the football pitch that we've got loads to discuss?
Not really, Stu. Well, we've not won in 3 games.
You're such a hard taskmaster. The expectation level has gone through the roof.
Do you know what, Stu? Already. We've had a week where we've taken the lead in 3 matches and we've won none of them. It's like last season all over again.
Well, who can hold on to a lead? But I think it's more difficult to hold on to a lead when you're playing ridiculous amounts of injury time. Actually, no, it's not ridiculous because I'm going to join in your sort of saying. Although on Tuesday night, early kickoff, 7 o'clock, which was lovely. And then we played 8 minutes of additional time, which then just meant we finished at the same time we were normally would.
Stu, if 8 minutes of time are added on to a B team trophy game, did it even happen? Did it make a sound? It didn't even count. I think it just goes into the ether of things that actually never actually existed.
I saw the thing go up with 8 on it, and we definitely weren't bringing a sub on.
I don't even think it happens, Stu, to be honest with you. I think it's like Chris Benoit's world title win at WrestleMania 20 just disappeared into the memory hole for reasons that we won't go into and probably shouldn't go down that line of thinking. Anyway, moving on. Enough wrestling for 1 week, probably. Where do you want to start? So, yeah, we will talk about the Newport game, I suppose. Why not?
Yes, it feels ages ago, doesn't it?
It does feel like a lifetime ago. The schools have been back. The schools were not, well, I suppose maybe some of the private schools had gone back by the time we played Newport, but the public schools had not. So, you know, we've had a week now of dealing with children again. Yay.
And I got rid of mine, which is great.
Not completely.
just for today.
For a few hours a day.
To be fair, I was doing a countdown on Tuesday, went back, and he literally was banging on the gate to go in. I'm so lucky that my son loves school. And yes, I think I've never seen so many parents literally looking at their watch or mobile phone nowadays. No one has a watch nowadays, do they? And then rejoicing. We all literally smiled at each other, gave a nod, and we all like peace and
skipped
quiet
down
for a
the
little
pavement, hand in hand, linking arms,
while.
straight into
And then down a pub.
Wetherspoons. Okay. But yes, anyway, Newport County, that a whole week ago, it does seem like longer. We drew 2-2. We were 2-0 up after half an hour with two goals from James Tilley. Who else? Newport were level 10 minutes into the second half. They got one back in injury time at the end of the first half, and then 55 minutes. Omar Bogle, not Omar Bugill. It's bizarre to have such two similar names in League Two. But yeah, he got the equaliser, and it ended 2-2, which for the second week in a row, Stu, is what I predicted on the podcast. So, yeah, I mean, all I'll say is it was a starting 11 that we've come to expect at the moment, except for obviously the two centre midfielders. So Armani Little and Jake Reeves are still absent. So James Ball and Morgan Williams got another 90 minutes. Wow, the youngster. And played very well. But then our new signings, Evans and Larkin, they obviously made debuts coming on as substitutes. And there's an interesting substitution. Harry Pell came on for Omar Bugler at half-time. Was that because of Omar still nursing a knock that he got against Forest Green?
Yeah, I don't know, to be honest with you. I don't know. Obviously, Omar. Yeah, I know Omar went off with a knock, didn't he? In the Forest
Yeah,
Green
Forest
game,
Green.
wasn't it?
Like, yeah,
Yeah.
this is the Accrington Notts County thing from last week all over again. Yeah.
Yes. Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Hey, look, I can't multitask, and it's warm. It's really warm at this time of night. But yeah, you know what? I didn't think Morgan Williams would play. For me, you know, he's played quite a few games recently, but he's obviously deserving his place. And you know what? It's nice in a way. Obviously, we're due players back, hopefully, soon. Obviously, Jack Curry got a run out in some game that happened, supposedly, in the week. And
No.
it's nice that we've actually got players coming back in who I don't think should be guaranteed to walk back in, probably except for Jake Reeves when he's available. But there's a good, strong squad there, isn't there? What I would say, though, is the goals we conceded. It felt like the sun was getting to a lot of the players. Possibly, I don't know if it's sun down in Newport. I don't think the sun comes out too much down that way. But the both goals you can see were poor from our
Yeah.
standards set this season.
Yeah, I mean, we're picking up on three things from each game, and we've already touched on a couple, but defensive mistakes is what I wanted to point at, because, well, I mean, some will argue defensive mistakes. Hey, look, the opening goal is just a well-worked goal and a good finish goal. Tilly's second goal is him, you know, he's pressing high up the pitch, but, you know, they'll be disappointed to give away possession so up the pitch, and he able just to stroll through and fire home. So not great. But this goal we conceded, yeah, I mean, what happened with the first one? Did Bast back himself into the far post and lose track of the ball, and just seems a bit, it's just really, really messy goal.
It looks a foul to me. It looked a foul to me just because it looked like there was a nudge. It was not, I suppose, if I'm being critical of Bass, he could have made a bit more of a big deal of it. I don't think he did.
No, yeah.
It definitely looked like it was a push. But again, from the standards we set, and especially Bass himself, it was just a really poor goal to concede, wasn't it? On that side of it. But I think we could have made more of a big deal of it, but we didn't. And that goal, obviously, before half time. Again, it's one of those, isn't it?
Same as the Chelsea game, maybe if we'd have got through to half time without conceding against Chelsea, we might have had a shout at getting a win or even taking the game to penalties, whatever it might be. Arguably the same against Newport. I mean, very seem to be similarities in the equaliser for Newport to that of the equaliser of Forest Green, where a ball seems to be being lobbed over the goalkeeper towards the far post and ending up in. It's very strange, but again, not really sure what happened for that one. Just lack of communication, miscommunication in the back.
Yeah, that one I'm more frustrated with. It's a diagonal ball into the box, isn't it? And again, it's not wanting to be critical of Bass, but I think it is an error from him. I think he comes out, doesn't get there. Lee Brown looks like he leaves it. Could have probably dealt with it if Bass wasn't there. Then a lob. It's just a messy goal, isn't it? It's a messy goal. And hey, look, it's really disappointing that we've let a 2-goal lead slip, especially when you think that those two goals conceded doubled the amount of goals we conceded since start of the season. Yeah, defensively, we still got the best defensive record in League Two. Yeah, we conceded really two sloppy goals. So, you know, positive stuff is that we don't tend to do that quite a lot. And like I say, I'm sure we're back to normal. Although, you know, we're going to preview Stockport. We've naturally got some changes that are enforced anyway for that. So, yeah.
Yeah, Saturday's going to be a very strange event for a couple of reasons, but we'll come on to that, you say, later. We've already mentioned, we touched on sort of Morgan Williams again, but I mean, to go and play once more, fantastic. He looks a real, real prospect, like we said last week. Maturity beyond his years. And, you know, we talked, you've mentioned about Jack Curry, and again, I was going to come on to this later when we preview the Stockport game, but again, you look at our fullbacks, and I just think, you just have to say fair play, because Lee Brown's got, he's had a bit of criticism in his time with us, despite the fact he's our longest serving first teamer. I don't think Isaac has been a first teamer as long as Lee Brown is, hence why he takes the captain's armband at the present time, with Jake being injured, and then when, if Alex Pearce isn't on the pitch. And I think fair play to the two of them. They've stepped up and done a job. I'd be fascinated when he leaves to interview Lee Brown, because it's such a short space of time that he's been with us. Someone who's had no previous links with the club, who's been in, you know, several different iterations of a squad. It must be like, I'd love to get his perspective on it. Just must have been a most bizarre couple of years for him.
Yeah, do you know what? Look, I think it's difficult with Lee Brown, isn't it? I'm going to be honest. When he came in, I was really pleased we signed him. You know,
100%.
We've seen it against us. He'd always played well. But I would challenge anyone coming into that squad to really struggle. You know, let's be fair, we struggled. The squad didn't have the depth, had injuries and stuff like that. And I was saying during the summer, it will be interesting to see what Lee Brown is like in a squad that is a stronger squad. It's a stronger defence, isn't it? You know, and stuff like that. So he's not a bad defender. He's not going to go as far forward or forward as much as Jack Curry will on that sort of side of it. But he's definitely an asset to us in the squad, and I don't think he's played that bad at all. But it's like anything, isn't it? Once a player gets a bit of a, not a reputation, but a bit of a, you know, fans against him, it's sometimes difficult to get rid of that.
There is always one player, as we know, Stu, in every single squad, that will be the boo boy of the moment. And whether that be George Frankham or Byron Harrison or whoever it might be, there's always
or Jake Jervis.
Jake Jervis. I still tell you. It's just that. But the thing is, like I say, you know what? Ali is so lucky that his miss against Sutton was meaningless at the end of it. Because honestly, we would be talking about that miss for years, in the same way we'd still talk about Jake Jervis against Plymouth.
To be fair, I don't think Jake Jervis would have got on target for the one against Sutton. So that's probably where Ali. Although, let's, you know, talking about Ali scored a penalty against India in a friendly earlier today.
Yeah, which would be good for his confidence to score a goal.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's always good. Hopefully, him playing with Iraq, he plays on Sunday. There was rumours that they qualified to play Iran in some sort of friendly cup competition they've done.
Right.
But if they were out, I'm wondering whether he would have been able to fly back to us for Saturday. But again, I don't know whether there was a bit of third or fourth place playoff. I'm just surmising here, but he would definitely not be available for us on Saturday.
Iraq versus Iran?
Yes.
Wow. I believe. See, when I was a kid, wow. That was a hell of a... what a situation that would be. Yeah, that would have been. Need to get Hulk Hogan involved in that one. How many more can I drop in today? Wrestling fans will know what I mean when I say that. What I want to do, want to talk about, actually, we had the one game, you know, which, you know, otherwise, you know, not a great deal to talk about. Obviously, B-Team Trophy does not count. But we will touch on that shortly when we preview the Stockport game. Newport itself, well done to the 400 or so Wimbledon fans that travelled, because it's not easy on a train strike day. Many of our fans would prefer to travel by train. We have often joked in the past that Newport is, in fact, the worst place in the world to visit. Newport was a bit Dawn of the Dead when we went there. And nosed around the, I want to say town, city. I think it's actually a city. I think it might even be a city. City centre. Yeah, there was nothing there. There was literally nothing. It was just, oh my word.
No, there wasn't, to be fair. And what there was there was boarded up with cages. It reminded me of Main Road back in the 90s.
When Man City were likable.
Yeah, but trust me, one of my first experiences of seeing As we travelled closer to main road, just seeing nearly every window caged with cages on it in terms of shops, and I was like, "Wow, can't wait
Aged
to get
with
out."
cages.
You don't see it nowadays, do you? Do you know what I mean? But they weren't there to keep people in, put it that way. But yeah, I don't mind Newport. The best thing about Newport is the road out of it, isn't it?
Well, this is true, but it got me to thinking. So I was just thinking about places in League Two and stadiums, what other ones strike you as being particularly bad?
Bad.
Yeah, like Mansfield, for example. Mansfield's just terrible. It's terrible.
Yeah, Mansfield is it's a bit of a don't know, we've already done Sutton. I know Sutton's a bit of a disjointed ground. No, I just mean Sutton's a bit of a disjointed ground, isn't it? It's just like add-ons here and there and everywhere, isn't it? And that's not
I'm
it.
thinking more of the surrounding area, though, to be honest. I'm thinking because, I
Oh,
mean,
the surrounding areas.
Sutton's in nice sort of London suburbia, isn't it? Really, it's
Dillingham,
quite
Dillingham.
pleasant. Yeah, good shout.
Crawley.
Yeah. What we're basically saying, Stu, is League Two is a collection of shit towns of the United Kingdom and
You know
Wimbledon.
what? There are some nice places. Accrington. Accrington's a lovely place.
Well, Harrogate, I imagine, is very nice.
Yeah, not done Harrogate. I might try and do that this time.
Yeah,
If I can
same.
get my ticket sorted. And Notts County.
Yeah.
Notts County. Nottingham's a lovely place to go.
True.
So there are yeah, there are some nice, but there are some shells.
Yes, there's loads of
Barrow.
them. There's literally loads of them,
Barrow.
Stu. Let's go down the league table. The top one, Milton Keynes, obviously. Awful. Gillingham, Barrow, Newport, Mansfield. I mean, Swindon,
Swindon's
not
all right
great.
if you get past the roundabouts.
Yeah, it's not great. Wrexham is an absolute dive. Crawley, awful.
Really?
What,
Wrexham?
Wrexham? Wrexham's a dive, Stu.
It's all done up now, isn't it?
No.
They even
It's
hey,
like
look,
lipstick on a pig.
Wrexham is so popular now. They actually do city tours. Is it a city or is it a town? I don't know.
Wrexham's a
You got me.
city, isn't it?
They even do city tours now for when fans come over from America now. That is how upmarket Wrexham is now.
Yeah, it's not though, is it? Let's be honest. Let's just be honest. And then as you go scroll down to the bottom, Doncaster. Ugh, yeah. And Tranmere, grim, grim.
Have you done Doncaster yet? Because
I have
obviously
done Doncaster, yeah.
the last time I tried, we got
We
as
got
far
rained
as
off.
and it went back, didn't it? So I need to do. I want to do a lot more away games this year because I'm a glory hunter, and I think we've got more chance of winning away from home this
You
year than
just
we have for the last couple.
completely jinxed us, Stu. But yes, on my list this year, Harrogate, absolutely, Barrow and
Harrogate's a bit weak, isn't
Salford.
it?
Oh, Harrogate, yeah. But do you know what I'll do? I'll just go off and watch them play someone else, just so I can tick it off the list. Because, they're probably going to get relegated.
You're going to miss our championship winning season to go and see Harrogate play someone else.
Yeah, do you know what, Stu? If Harrogate are at home on a day where we're away to, let's just pick somewhere where I've been and I don't want to go back to. Like, if we're away at Gillingham, when Harry, you know, something like that, just so I can tick it off and get rid of it. We'll just, yeah, we'll, yeah, we'll, yeah. Anyway, we've been for support. What's been your best away day in supporting Wimbledon of all time?
Oh, crikey, that's a question and a half, isn't it?
No, it's just one.
Do you know what? Notts County, when we beat them 2-0, that was a really
Give
good one.
over. Give That was not the best away day ever.
What are you classing as the best away day, the result or the experience?
Everything.
Everything. Can't say one stands out. York City?
Hey. Yeah, York, yeah. Do you know
York.
what? That is a great away day. When we won 3-0.
York, when we beat them. Yeah,
Yeah,
York's nice.
that's a good shout. That's a good shout.
And what a
Yep.
link. Obviously, Neil Ardley returning back into management
This is
next year.
true.
What a link. It's like we planned that.
It is. And Neil Ardley has indeed gone back to manage, not gone back. He's gone back into management and he's gone to manage York City. And what a beautiful part of the country to reside in.
They've got a new stadium. I'll be truthful. I get on well with Neil, and I did message him to say that he's obviously made sure he's gone further, he come further back closer to home. Now he's managing. Couldn't gone any further north, could it?
I'll see you soon. Yes.
He didn't
Yes.
move. He didn't move up. He didn't move up to Solihull. He still commuted. So, I did have a bit of a joke with him. I was saying that he couldn't move any further north. Well, he could. He could have gone as far as Wilbur Nightingale has up to Ross County. It's as north as you can get. But yeah, I think 3-0. York's a lovely. Let's be fair. York's a lovely place.
Yeah, but you know what?
So
How
yeah,
soon we
that.
forget, Stu, because that's in the AFC Wimbledon days in terms of like we have years and years of old Wimbledon away days, like League Cup wins at Bolton or 3-0 wins over Palace at Selhurst. That's not an away day, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
4-2 at Chelsea, 5-2 at Chelsea. Just any time we beat Chelsea, to be honest with you. You know?
I used to love Leicester at Filbert Street.
Yeah, gutted I never got to
proper,
Filbert Street.
Proper old ground where the away end on the side was lower, was low down than the pitch. And my most, my favourite memory was Emil Heskey running down the line. Ben Thatcher took him out and you could hear Emil Heskey squeal. Like, scream like anything. And you're thinking, the size of you. And of course, when you're lower than the pitch, he looks a lot bigger. But Filbert Street was a lovely, Filbert Street was a lovely ground. Anyone that went there.
Shame I never made it. I've been to the new their new stadium though, and it's fine. But Leicester's a shithole, so essentially, if there's a football club there, the town is a shithole. We're basically saying
apart from Harrogate, apparently.
Apart from Harrogate and Forest Green, even though the stadium's awful, but the surrounding areas are beautiful.
Well, apparently, the rumour is that everyone takes packed lunches to Forest Green.
So I've just heard this. Yeah.
If you've not listened to the official podcast, I thought about Nick straight away. I was fortunate enough to be recording it visually, and there was discussions about Forest Green because Connor Evans and my little both played at Forest Green together, and they enjoyed the vegan option.
Did they though?
No.
Strange that, isn't it?
They
used to do interviews at Forest Green, but they just pass out halfway through. They just didn't have the energy to get through it. So now, if you've got a full interview out of them, it shows you they're actually eating properly now.
As Amani put it, they used to go to a Nando's on a Friday night.
I mean, what more can a man want than a Nando's on a Friday night?
Aaron asked a question and I didn't think they were going to answer, but they both were honest in what they said, and they just didn't really want the Forest Green. And they, to be fair to Amani, he did say he didn't have to have the, it wasn't forced to you. So, you know, you could, but yeah, it just made me think when they were answering, it just made me laugh because I was like, Nick is going to love this answer.
It did make me think though, Stu, Nando's, have you had a Five Guys yet?
No.
No, you've not still. Because I have this conversation fairly regularly, ridiculously. Nando's is ridiculously overrated. Right? It is just ridiculously overrated.
Oh, I see.
But I say this to people and they go, it's not as over. They think the most overrated is Five Guys, which Five Guys is pricey.
But
the quality is, I think the quality is good anyway.
There's obviously other restaurants available. The one that I've found at the moment is Pepe's. Pepe? I don't know what it's called. It's a chicken place. One in Morden, one in Epsom. Absolutely lovely. I keep passing it. I keep passing it on the way home in Morden. I keep thinking, I'm going to stop there. And I did on... What day did I stop there when I was at Pearl Lane? I don't know. I was there sometime.
You enjoyed it?
I did. So, of course, other places are available, even in the shells elsewhere up north.
Apart from Newport, where nothing's open. It's just a guy in an ice cream truck selling you chickens, which have still got feathers in them. Anyway, right. Elsewhere in League Two, continuing on a theme of absolutely horrible places to go. Standout results last week. Well, Gillingham are now, having won their first four games without conceding a goal, have now lost two in the spin and now in negative goal difference after a 2-0 defeat at Grimsby. It is a funny old game. Notts County, as we mentioned last week, they beat Accrington, so they are now top of the league, as we sort of suggested they might well be. And then talking back on the vegan theme, Forest Green just had enough energy to get themselves past Sutton with a 1-0 win. Sutton are in dire form in the league. Forest Green's winning goal scored by their centre midfielder, Bunker, who is just, I mean, what a great name. Defensively sound.
Yeah. I've got nothing else to say to that, really. Really stupid. Yeah, I'm sorry. I wasn't really listening to you what you were saying on the scores. So I've got a feeling I'm gonna say what you've already said. So I'm just gonna leave it out. Did you mention Morecambe?
No, I didn't mention Morecambe. No, you can have Morecambe.
Morecambe again. I basically said they were going to be rubbish this season and do really well to stay up. And at the moment, picking up results.
What did they do on the weekend?
Beat Salford 1-0.
See, it's funny because Salford are a team I'm going to pick. I'll come back to at the end. But before we move on to that, and before we get on to Aaron's super match game, quick note for the Women's League season started this week with a mixed, what would be called as a cliche, a mixed bag of results. A 5-3 win at Plough Lane against QPR.
Yes.
On the Sunday. Entertaining game, but then followed up with a 2-0 defeat to Ashford Town Middlesex.
Yeah.
Do you remember? I remember going to Ashford Town Middlesex many years ago when Robin... Did he score a hat-trick? I think he might have scored a hat-trick.
Isn't there two Ashford Towns?
Yeah, this is the Middlesex one. Robin Schrute scored a hat-trick, definitely. The other one's in Kent and possibly disbanded now, but anyway.
Possibly. Yeah, do you know what? It's frustrating that the women's team have lost simply because I think I've said before that they've had difficult starts to the season, and they, because until they won up, you don't really want to lose ground early on, and unfortunately they've lost. They haven't lost for crikey ages.
A long time. So you are due. Law of averages.
Yeah, it is, but I've not looked at the other results, but they need to bounce back. Hopefully it's just a blip, and it's not something that they haven't come across this time of the season. So hopefully we get out of. Well, it's September now, isn't it? But it's quite early on for the women's team. But yeah,
a long way to go, and people bounce back. Aaron Sass Supermatch game. Stu, I'm going to read you a sentence. Fill in the blanks. All right.
Yes.
So we play Stockport County this weekend. Our last meeting with Stockport County under the guise of Wimbledon FC was in 2002 in the second tier at Selhurst Park. We won 3-1. And it confirmed Stockport's relegation to the third tier. All right. My question is, they were relegated that season alongside two other teams, blank, blank, and blank.
Mikey, that's a great question.
I got this wrong because in my head, when I thought of the question, I thought, oh, yeah, it was this team and one other. I couldn't quite remember who the other one was, but it wasn't the other team I thought anyway, and it surprised me.
I'm going to say Crewe.
Crewe what? Because you have to fill in two blanks. Crewe.
Crewe Alexander.
There you go. Alexander. Crewe what?
Crewe Alex for their friends.
It's Crewe Alexandra, yes.
I'm trying to think. It would have been in Birmingham. Random.
No, and also, yeah, I would have given them two blanks for Birmingham City. But do you know what? It started with a B. So it was Crewe, Alexandra.
Oh, was it? I thought, some hunch I had it was Crewe.
Yeah.
But it started with B, Bolton? Yeah.
No, they're Bolton Wanderers.
Oh, is it two blanks?
No, it's just one blank.
Oh, Burnley?
Close, very close.
Bury?
No.
Bromley?
Oh yeah, famous nationwide Division 1 side Bromley.
We started B.
Loads of teams.
Barnsley.
There we go. Yeah, Crewe and Barnsley. Barnsley actually were the team that beat us on the last day of the season. With the whole McKaylee Laterwood, I think, debut, and the Peter Hawkins not allowed to be picked in case of appearance money, cash scandal, whatever that nonsense was at the end of the season. Yeah, Birmingham City, you mentioned there, actually got to playoff. They actually got promoted, I think.
Did I was just trying to think of one sort of random. I can't remember. Was it back then? Possibly.
Man City won the league. And I think Birmingham got in the playoffs, and perhaps was that the year they beat Norwich in the playoff final?
Possibly. Obviously, what was going on then, I sort of lost a little bit of interest in it all. Was all going all a bit pear-shaped. But I did go to Stockport Edgley Park for, I think it was a 2-2 draw.
That was in the first season after relegation.
Yeah, and I do recall being really impressed with Stockport. It was a lovely... But then does it come under Cheshire? I think it's Brayton Mansion, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's Cheshire, isn't it?
Yeah, and Cheshire, of course, is where a lot of the rich people live from Manchester. Well, used to. Obviously, Manchester's quite an affluent city. Yeah.
It is, but it has its problems. But we're not going to get into that now.
Right, we have to move on.
Manchester is lovely. I do like Manchester. I would live there if I didn't live here. Anyway, right. what we're doing now, Stockport then. So, yeah, we're playing Stockport this Saturday. Yep. Last season, they were the beaten playoff finalists. They lost to Carlisle United. Carlisle United, to the first team in history that got promoted out of this league, but were still your favourites for promotion the coming season in League Two. They are currently...
I'm not going to live that down.
No. That's Turf Mill sort of legend, that. They are currently, however, 20th with just one win in their six league games so far.
Yeah.
And in the last game, they drew 3-3 with Crawley and needed a late equaliser to do that. Their manager, Dave Chandler, was rumoured to be going to Charlton, but that did not go through in the end, so he's still there. Their big signing of the summer was Nick Powell, formerly of Manchester United, formerly of Crewe Alexandra, scored against us in 2011, I seem to recall. And you look at some of the names they've got, Stu, like we mentioned their late equaliser against Crawley. That was scored by Isaac Oluwafe, who has scored a few goals in this season. But they've still got Paddy Madden. They've still got Anthony Sarcevic. They've still got some ridiculous budget. Hence why we seem to be getting all their players from them.
Yeah.
Stockport were the last team we beat on a Saturday at Plough Lane. And that was on January the 28th. So it'd be some nice symmetry if we were to end our barren Saturday afternoon run with a win.
Yeah, 1-0, and a penalty saved by Nick Zanov on that game. Interestingly,
it was
saved a penalty. I remember it very well because I remember there's a backstory that I use on my stadium tour about the Stockport penalty, which I won't spoil because it's one of my favourite stories. So there was a backdrop story to the penalty and how we saved it, or how we helped Zanov save the penalty.
Yes, I think I remember this one now, but we won't spoil it for anyone that wants to. Do the stadium tour and hear that.
And when I was fortunate enough to do a tour for the new players. I did tell Joe Lewis and Ryan Johnson what happened, and they said they never clocked it, and they found it quite enjoyable.
Well, there you go.
That was as much information I've given them. And I said, well, the tour don't get any better from that. Good luck.
And then you just walked out on them and left them there.
Yeah. In all seriousness, they've had a tough start, I think, Stockport. They tried Gillingham first game, so they have. But with their squad, they should be doing better. Yes, I think it'd be interesting with a manager rumour, because I think there's some unrest already with Stockport County fans. Naturally, expectation level is there, isn't it? So, hey, look, do you know what? We haven't won at home yet. We probably are due to, we've been good on the road. Be good if we can get a home win sooner rather than later on that. So,
but there are some buts with this one. The absence of Ali Alhamady on international duty. What is the status of Joe Lewis and Ryan Johnson? Joe Lewis, we can't play.
Well, I hope not, because he's going to be our guest on Don's TV. So let's see, if he does play, then we're buggered, because he'll be out with us.
You just have to follow him around the pitch. That'd be brilliant. That's the next step of TV coverage, actually. I shouldn't joke about that.
No, Joe Lewis isn't able to play. Johnny Jackson confirmed that on post-match Tuesday. So, yeah, Joe, part of the contract is he can't play. Ryan Johnson is obviously out. And Connor Evans is loan and can't play against Stockport.
So I've said Ryan Johnson and Connor Evans. That's my mistake, sorry.
It's not a loss, because we haven't had Connor Evans, of course. Hopefully he'll be doing really well, but yeah, so that's part of this. So, and now obviously Ali Alhamady is out in Iraq,
is on international duty. Jack Curry, though, back involved, so potentially he has some game time on Saturday, so that's a positive.
Yeah, 60 minutes on Tuesday, did really well. Do you know what, Jack Curry is, the biggest compliment I can give him is he just comes in and does what he does. And what I mean by that is, to me, he didn't stand out, but he did everything that Jack Curry does well. Does that make sense? He's now established in my eyes. He's not an academy player to me. He's an established first teamer, and he comes in, and it was really good that he got some minutes. But he did nothing to surprise me. Jack just does what he does. I'll tell you, he did surprise me. Joe Lewis, who unfortunately can't play on Saturday, played right back. That guy he did one bit where he literally roasted their fullback. I wondered who it was, but obviously got a goal as well. But he's just getting stronger and stronger. It's going to be a loss on Saturday.
The best thing, of course, about Joe Lewis is his Christmas adverts. But anyway, do you have a scoreline prediction for Saturday?
Yes, I think it's going to be a 2-1 win to us.
See, I'm going to go the other way. I think we're going to lose. I think Stockport are going to get 2-1 win just because I am naturally pessimistic. And as I said to you, none of it matters anyway because we're all going to die soon. And Western civilization is on the edge of collapse.
I can't. Well, actually, no, I have said in previous podcasts that we may lose at home, but I can't bring myself to say we're going to lose. I don't expect you to be jumping a bit like that. I don't expect you to be jumping out of your seat if you get your prediction right.
No, especially not in the ridiculous temperatures that are going to be there on Saturday, which will necessitate, I imagine, many, many drinks breaks. And yeah, not a very pleasant viewing experience, especially if there are no trains at all to Wimbledon or Earls Field, which makes things a little bit more complicated. Elsewhere in the division, Stu, highlight for me, as I mentioned earlier, Salford, just because they have not started great. Be interested to see how they get on against a Walsall team that have, after a horrendous finish to last season, if you remember, similar to ours, if not worse, they've started solidly this time round with a couple of good wins and a couple of good performances. So I'm interested to see what happens there.
Yeah, I'm to be honest, I hadn't really looked too much. Crawley Newport was interesting. Newport started well. Crawley scoring lots of goals. Probably again doing better, doing a Morecambe, aren't they? Doing a lot better than what we thought with that. Nothing really that stands out. No, nothing. I'm looking at there is one fixture, but I'm not going to mention them. But Notts County have got a decent fixture, and I'm hoping they will win on Saturday.
Yes, hopefully they will, like Crewe did last weekend. But that is it for this week. We're going to have to wrap up, Stu, because I need to open the windows because it's ridiculously hot in here and everything in my flat is melting. My Jaffa cakes have turned to Jaffa puddles. I'm not impressed. So I will just sign off and say thank you very much for joining me this week.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to us and putting up with our rambling this week. Updates from the game with Stockport will, of course, be on Twitter at Nine Wires Podcast. Don's TV featuring Joe Lewis will be on YouTube and Facebook on the club's official channels from about 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. But that is it. Otherwise, I shall say Alexa Bliss, bag first, milk last. 2 plus 2 equals 4. Well, actually, that's a hell of a thing to say in the current circumstances. We'll speak to you again next week.